This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Who's your friend? Who's your buddy? Not Whole Foods. Nope, not Whole Foods and not Stony Brook Field Farm. What is it called? The yogurt ice cream company, Stony Field?
Smucker's Stony Field
and Whole Foods and
Organic Valley.
Organic Valley. Not your buddies. Yeah. When it comes to GMOs and GMO labeling. Hey, big news, folks. Whole Foods sold you out, right? Go in league with Monsanto. Why would they do that? Big article on Natural News. We got to open with that. I don't like to talk about GMOs or Monsanto going into league with them. It just makes my stomach turn, and I'm not even eating GMOs. But apparently, they are working to kill the GMO labeling across the country and replace it with something called a fake labeling deception. There's a Senate vote planned as early as tomorrow. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Next couple of hours here on GCN and our syndicated radio stations around the country. And you can call us at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Links are up in the show notes, thanks to Captain Morgan, robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com. Quick announcement here on the Michael Badnarik seminar. I've asked to delay it a month to give you more time to attend because I have been traveling so ridiculously, and I don't think I've done it justice to get the word out locally in the Central Florida region. So I'm going to ask for those of you who are planning to attend July 9th and 10th, we're going to delay it to August the 13th and 14th, give you an extra month to plan your holiday weekend with us and learn the Constitution. We'll get you that update shortly. But I just want to, you know, for those of you who are paying attention, taking notes, you'll see the update in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Loads of other things to keep up with as well. But Whole Foods, according to Food Democracy Now!, they issued a red alert, naming the sellout corporations, including Whole Foods, betraying health-conscious consumers with a deal that would outlaw GMO labeling nationwide. Well, yeah, that's right. We can't allow GMO labeling. You know, I want a ban of GMOs, and I know that's very unlibertarian of you, Robert. All right, how about this? We withdraw every bit of federal subsidy to the companies that make GMOs. Would that satisfy your libertarian leanings? Right? It's like, oh, you want to ban things. You're for big government. It's like, no. If you're for GMOs, you're for big government because it's the only reason they exist is because of government running cover and protection and running roughshod over the freedom of farmers to protect their liberty and property from being contaminated by genetically modified abominations. GMO labeling is a pale, second best compared to going just pull the plug on GMOs. Nobody really wants them except those who profit from them, the shareholders of Monsanto or the actual elites that want to poison the rest of the world while profiting handsomely off of it and eating the organic non-GMO foods behind the scenes. Let them eat poison, Hillary says. And she'll be eating her organic food and vegan food with Bill Clinton, or whatever kind of food Hillary eats. Even Bernie Sanders, not out of the woods on this, because, right, he's against corporations, corporatism, corporate welfare, corporations own our government. Yet he wants to impose some sort of socialistic utopia, which means bigger government, bigger slices of the pie for corporations, supposedly owned by government, but we know who owns who in a socialistic setting.
Yeah. Bernie. Yeah. And you know, it's interesting if you read the details on this bill. Now, this bill that they've gotten behind that's going to pass, it looks like, that's going to preempt the Vermont GMO labeling.
This is like the DART Act is making a comeback.
Yeah. Well, and if you remember, basically what this does is it lets these companies off the hook so that instead of having to put on the packaging contains GMOs.
Right.
Or GM ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
What they're going to put on there instead are these QR codes. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Square things that you know.
You're supposed to be able to interpret them, right?
Yeah. So basically what it's going to do is it's going to let the companies off the hook. They don't have to say made with the GM ingredients or genetically modified. All they'll have to do is put on this QR code that you can read with a smartphone, and next to it will be the words, scan here for more food information. That's
right.
It.
Exactly, because they realize most consumers aren't going to scan the food, especially the poor ones.
Yeah, people do that. Right. I mean, you go to the grocery store, unless you want to add an extra 2 hours to your shopping trip, you're not going to scan every QR code on the thing wondering if there's genetically modified food on there. It's a way of hiding it, obviously.
Super Don, do we have Democrats or Republicans fighting for this bill, or is it both of them, as far as you know?
As far as I know, it's both. I mean,
it's all of them, They're all sellouts. Even Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says he'll try, block. It's confusing with Bernie. He wants to block the Senate consideration of a bill, but he wants to do it with less stringent labeling requirements than the one included in Vermont's law. So he wants to superimpose his federal will over his own state's will. Isn't that interesting?
The bill is sponsored by Pat Roberts, who is a Republican out of Kansas, and also by Debbie Stabenow, she's a Democrat in Michigan. So it's a bipartisan bill.
Yep, that's what I'm saying. They will buy off whoever they have to buy off, folks. Look, the Democrats in California thought it was okay to just rob you of your parental rights if you want your kids to go to school, even private school, and not get assaulted by the evil minions of the pharmaceutical vaccine industrial complex. So it goes always. Yeah, you get screwed every way to Sunday and beyond by both Democrats and Republicans. Once again, you want food freedom, you want farm freedom, you want to know what's in your food, you better start growing it. And you better hope that the feds and the states don't work to stop you from growing it like you hear in certain local municipalities. Oh, we'll let you grow it in that little plot out back, but if anybody gets wind or sees it at all, we're going to ban it because, it's unsightly. Right? You know what's unsightly? A bunch of green grass that nobody can eat. That's unsightly. It's a waste. You know, if you want to grow grass, you can eat.
Though.
All right, well, then have a cow on it. Let the cow eat it. Let something that grazes on it pass some methane and may it enter into your air conditioning pipe so you can smell it.
Wow.
Are we a little grumpy today? I'm still a little grumpy. I slept pretty well. I get up at 3 a.m. and I check. My son's still on the computer doing his programming for Minecraft with his buddy. And I'm like, dude, you said you were going to bed, right? 10 minutes. Give me time. Finish. Unplug the router. Well, I was going to unplug the router, Dad. Yeah, not at 3 a.m. I want it off when I go to bed. You understand? There you go. A little insight into the battle of the teenage werewolf.
Young whippersnapper.
It's what we do. So, TMB is going to be joining us a little later. Ty Bollinger, Outside the Box. Can't wait to go outside the box. We got events coming up, and I'm going to be with Ty Bollinger even before October when we're talking about the Truth About Cancer event. We got a couple of events we'll let you know about. One in Ann Arbor, Michigan. One in Gainesville, Georgia. Well, actually, there's one of them that's going to be after, but one of them's before it. So we'll get that and a whole lot of fun stories. Yeah, so look out, folks. I'm on fire today. And no, not because I'm gaseous and I'm lighting them. That's not why. No, not at all. Eating very
And, you know, one thing that just occurred to me on this GMO story is that, you know, these guys were jumping up and down trying to scare everybody that if they had to put labels on these packages, that it was going to cost all this money and it was going to raise food prices and it was going to be this horrible thing. Well, that kind of it really doesn't make a whole lot of sense now, because if they're going to go to the trouble of putting a QR code
Yeah.
On a label, it's not like that's a little small thing. Those things are good size. Wouldn't it be easier just to put genetically modified?
You know what? I don't care anymore. I'm going to leave that alone, and we're going to we're going to go to the listeners and find out what they want to know.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, first question of the day. Thank you for rescuing me from any profanity, because I was getting really disgusted on the GMO labeling and Democrats and Republicans.
I will not say GMO for the rest of the show.
Thank you. Good luck. Ty Bollinger, be warned. TMB will not say GMO. No, he might. It's okay if TMB does it. Michelle G. asks, I need help, please, RSB. Ever since I moved to North Carolina, I frequently get sinus headaches, especially after it has rained. All right. I use a saline neti rinse with a splash of apple cider vinegar. Use silver nasal spray, King Bio sinus spray, white willow bark, CBD oil, but none of those take away the pain completely. I do think they help because before doing those things, the pain would be much worse, and I have never had an infection that required going to the doctor. I'm trying to avoid pharmaceuticals. However, I have had to cave and take ibuprofen when the headache just won't go away. I recently started taking an extract containing horseradish root, echinacea, elderberry, garlic, and many other herbs, roots, and bark. I have done a few coffee enemas in the past, and I probably need to do them more regularly. What else might I be missing? What causes sinus pressure? Thanks, Michelle G. Well, you're right. You went right where you need to go, your end, your hiney, because the liver is the key here. You can chase all the symptoms you want with sinus pressure and pain, and it might be mold-related. After a rain in the summertime, the mold spores come out, and that can create some level of congestion. And I would look toward allergy formulas that deal in mold spores, for instance. Moist, wet, hot environments, there are remedies for that. The two most important single-ingredient remedies in homeopathy for sinus issues, Cali bichromicum and Sticta pulmonaria. Yeah, Sticta, where the sun don't shine. No, where your sinus is. You'll take it orally. It's homeopathic. Sticta, pulmonaria, and Cali bichromicum. Allium sepa, which is the red onion, is not typically going to work for many of these cases. But sinus pressure, always related to liver. Clean that liver out. You'll find that that headache goes away. The sinus pressure dissipates. And you can continue doing the good stuff you're doing to keep things in check through the sinus cavity, including the silver. That's fine to do. Break the cycle by going to the liver. Okay, you do some more dandelion, liver, kidney, right? Anything you can do, alpha lipoic acid, more selenium. That's where I want you to focus, Michelle G. You'll get through this. I was the sinus congestion king in my younger years. I know from what I speak, and I feel for you. All right, what's Pepsi bringing back? No, not Michael Jackson. Something else. Something that you don't want it to be back. But they're bringing it back anyway. I'll tell you after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swung up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, 24/7, or leave a message when we're off the air. RobertScottBell.com for all the links. We're going to be adding to those links today in the notes in just a moment. First of all, I warned you, Pepsi, and all these, you know, these companies that want to throw carbonated beverages your way with highly refined fructose, corn syrup. And, you know, it was really good news when you started seeing them go, hey, yeah, let's do a little synthetic stevia, all right? No, it's not the greatest form of stevia, but it's a little better than what they were doing as people were complaining, you know, headaches, more complaints than any other food additive in the history of food additives to the FDA, aspartame. So a lot of these companies were pulling aspartame out. But guess what, folks? Pepsi's back by some dunderheaded demand. Who in their right mind would say, you know what, we want aspartame back? We don't like the taste of this stuff. Give us some more aspartame, right? It breaks down into such horrible neurotoxic components. Do I need to go into that? Neurotoxicity. Pepsi to reintroduce aspartame in its new old
diet. They actually had people that did not like the fact that they had taken it out. Right. And so they haven't, like you said, reintroduced it, and it's now going to be called Diet Pepsi Classic Sweetener Blend.
You know what? Some people are beyond help. And for those people, you're probably not listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, but someone who is and who's doing great work, and I think as we relate to the neurotoxicity of aspartame, I might want to bring up something that is neuroprotective and maybe even neuroregenerative, that is CBD. Who to talk with us about that? Dr. Amay Gould-Shunney, naturopath out of California. And we met years ago at a Nordic Naturals conference, Dr. Shunney. Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you. I'm just sitting here shaking my head over the idea of anybody saying, yeah, let's put the aspartame back in. I mean, it's ridiculous. Who would do such a thing?
Well, it's like all the people clamoring for more GMOs. Where are they? Where's the groundswell? I want more GMOs, right? It never happened. It's all this artificial reality, artificial sweeteners. It's like, come on, Dr. Shani, you got your work cut out for you as a naturopath.
Oh boy, do I ever? Yeah, it's disheartening to hear, because it's one thing for people to be saying, I don't like this taste as well as the last taste. It's another thing for the company to go, well, all right, well then we'll put the ingredient back in that we know was causing people adverse effects, instead of saying, well, let's keep playing with this. You just wonder about corporate responsibility, right?
Yeah, that's one of those oxymorons. But the idea here is that we have these large corporations, multinational corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state, not even to their customers. But they'll say, well, this is a response to our customers. But it really isn't.
Yeah.
I mean, do you care that you're poisoning them? No. As long as we can sell it to them and the FDA says it's okay.
Yeah. Because, yeah. Oh, brother. Yeah, I do have my work cut out for me. Thank goodness there's people like you.
Yeah, well, we're trying to cut through it, make it easier on you. All the healers out there, the naturopaths out there. By the way, do you go to the AANP or the ANMA? I know there's a battle between them a little bit. You know, that conference for naturopaths.
I go to the AANP. I go to the AANP, yeah.
All right, well, don't hate me because the ANMA invited me to speak this year. I hope one day the AANP
does. Oh, man,
does
I won't hate you.
Okay, thanks.
I won't hate you.
Love,
well, you know, we're not... That's a discussion for another day, but I will not hate you for going at all.
Thank you. No, I try to bring this broadcast healing everywhere I can. So if I'm invited and if they're nice enough folks, we're going to do it. And they're nice people. And I love naturopaths, whether they're from one association or the other. So we'll continue.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we need more of them is the point. Now, we're going to get into the subject of CBD. We only have about a minute before break. But Dr. Shani, I know you worked with essential fats for many years and knew the importance of it, but... This was something that opened our eyes big time when we started learning about cannabidiol from hemp.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I've been working with the product with my patients for about a year, and I've been absolutely amazed and so very pleased with my ability to help people with it. It's really changing people's lives, and that's because of its impact on the endocannabinoid system, which I think is something that people need to start understanding what it is.
Well, absolutely. We've discussed this over the years. We included some serious information in the expanded edition of Unlock the Power to Heal with Ty Bollinger and I we put together, and includes links for this kind of information. But I am most curious, and we're going to go to break here, Dr. Shani, but I want you to stick around for the next segment because I want to talk with you about your experience, what you've seen clinically in utilizing it. And we'll talk about that because I think there are a lot of benefits that folks really need to get plugged in on, and then they'll actually genuinely ask for something that's good for them instead of, can I please have the aspartame back in my Pepsi?
Are you ready?
Shakes head, hits it on the wall, and thinking, oh my gosh, one day it'll be really good for me. No, not here, not now, not ever. Not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check out CBSciences.com. You'll find out about the CBD that we use here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Back after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests, this is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, outside the box, as we go into the hump day every week with Ty Bollinger coming up a little later. Definitely want to be around for that. Right now we've got Dr. Shunney. She is a naturopath out in California, and she's done a lot of work in the essential fatty acid field and expanded her knowledge and practice into the use of, cannabidiol, you know, talking about the endocannabinoid system, which we love. And, I won't mention the neuroprotective, neuroregenerative, but there's so much more to CBD. And I haven't gotten a chance to talk to a lot of docs. I mean, We've had people on over the years talking about it, but you know, the detail of a naturopath working with it, I'm loving to hear what your experience has been, Dr. Shoney.
Yeah, it's been really incredibly exciting. I imagine that your listeners are well versed since you've taught them so well, but you know, for me, a year ago, I have to be honest, I don't know that I could have told you the difference between cannabis sativa and medical cannabis and agricultural hemp, right? And of mm-hmm. course, agricultural hemp and medical cannabis, recreational cannabis, all come from cannabis sativa. But the biggest difference is that if you're going to call something agricultural hemp, that means it has an extremely small amount of THC in it, less than 0.3% THC, which means that it doesn't have a psychoactive effect. It's not going to get you high. So THC is one cannabinoid from cannabis. There's another cannabinoid called CBD, which we've been learning more and more about in recent years. And as it turns out, we can get CBD from agricultural hemp with very little THC, so you don't have to be altered in that way, but we have these incredible benefits of the CBD, and it's over-the-counter. You don't need a license. You can get it online at health food stores and doctor's offices, and the reason it works is because we have something called an endocannabinoid system. They discovered this in the 80s, so not that long ago, and we have cannabinoid receptors in every single organ system of our body, which explains why CBD and the cannabinoids have such a global impact, from, you know, the neuroprotective and potentially neuroregenerative nature that you're talking about to, you know, my favorite use, which is simply helping to manage the stress response and create stress resilience. If you look mm-hmm. at where the cannabinoid receptors are in the body, they are densely distributed in the parts of the brain that manage not only how we respond to stress, but how we perceive stress in the first place. So, you know, as a naturopathic physician, as an integrative medicine practitioner, to be able to help people with that basic issue of creating more stress resilience, I mean, the cascade, the positive cascade that I've seen on my patients' lives is just, it's been amazing.
Well, and the system is not unique to humans. I mean, animals have it as well. And, you know,
totally, yes.
You know, I think about CBD, and we've talked about utilizing it for anxiety, anti-anxiolytic. My wife has mm-hmm. used it. It's been a godsend for her to take her out of the severe anxiety associated with chronic pain of the jaw from
sure.
a dental extraction where the nerve keeps firing and we haven't fully solved it. And so, I'm hearing from people that are utilizing it in animal care as well, vets that are starting to use it as well. So it's got quite, an adaptability for use for seemingly all mammals, maybe beyond that.
Yeah, maybe. But certainly, I mean, I have a patient who used it very successfully to help her not only with her sleep, which was the main reason I gave it to her, but with her neuropathy, which was a totally lovely surprise that happened, a little bit of collateral success. She happened to raise goats, and when she saw how beneficial it was to her, she had a particularly anxious kid, you know, baby goat, and she started putting the CBD in the kid's food, and the goat became much more adjusted and hung out with its brothers and sisters and kind of integrated itself into its goat community. So it was this really fun anecdote that kind of happened because she had had such success with it.
Well, this kind of thing is just growing. Again, we have a problem in America, and I can't state this more emphatically, with addictive and deadly drugs. Painkiller drugs are big on that, and we've covered stories mm-hmm. as well as, if not outright reducing the pain to the extent of something that will just, you know, blitz you out of reality altogether, which the CBD won't do. The concern I have is that the addiction is so severe that people can't get off of these drugs. And we've referred to some scientific studies that showed people utilizing the CBD have allowed them at the very least to reduce their reliance on deadly painkiller drugs, opiates and opioids, and to some degree get off of them completely.
Yeah, that has been, I've seen that clinically in my practice. I've also seen people be able to reduce their use of Valium and Xanax, anti-anxiety meds, muscle relaxants, that people you know, let's be honest. People really overuse those medications to help them get to sleep at night, to help them manage, you know, base level generalized anxiety. And I've seen people be able to reduce and come off of those medications using the CBD and in a way that, you know, doesn't alter them so that they are fully functional to integrate in their lives and be with their children and their partners and drive and work and take care of themselves. So, you know, whether, you know, talking about where there is a place for THC is a whole other conversation. And certainly there are important medical benefits of THC. And I think recreational use, you know, is fine in moderation. But to be able to have the cannabidiol, the hemp-derived CBD product for everyday and regular use for people, you know, again, I just, in the natural medicine field, we often ask our patients to wait longer amounts of time to see benefits from the things that we give them, hopefully while they're working on dietary and lifestyle and underlying issues. Some of the herbs and supplements we use are very effective, but they can take a while. And, you know, another thing that I've really loved about using CBD is that the actual results are quite quick and they're cumulative. So, you know, let's take the example of sleep. You might find that somebody needs to use a certain amount of CBD to help them get to sleep, and that works very well for them over a period of time. And then as their endocannabinoid system adjusts and balances because of the additional cannabidiol support, the cannabinoid support, they actually find that they need less and they can actually restore their sleep pattern. So it helps with symptoms, but it's also helping fix what's going on underneath, which is too much endocannabinoid tone due to stress and pain and poor diet, et cetera.
Well, that's another huge aspect. It's almost too much to swallow at once to see how many things we can do with CBD. And in terms of its safety, what I've seen is someone who took more than they needed, they ended up taking a nap. And that was it. I mean, you think about that. Well, you mean that's the downside? Yeah, you're so relaxed, they just kind of took a nap. And, you know, when you talk about the things that are, you know, I know the companies that sell this stuff and make this stuff, some of which we are allied with to promote and help to get the word out, they can't talk in the way I do because I don't sell any of this stuff. But the concern I have is that, you know, these medicines, even from FDA approval all the way through the doctor's prescription pad to the use of them, properly prescribed, properly administered, properly ingested, are considered to be the third leading cause of death in America today. This is not something that we're having having to go through anymore. We can reduce that to almost zero if we start switching around. And again, I think the naturopathic community, and not every state has naturopaths the way California does and others, but could be and should be leading the way and even leading in the charge in trying to educate others in the medical community.
Yeah, agreed. Because what we really want to do is we want to, you know, we don't want to throw out prescription medicine use, right? What we want to do is we want to temper it because it's highly overused and highly overprescribed. And so it's folks like naturopathic doctors, other professions too, who know about integrative care so they can speak to how to responsibly use pharmacy and pharmaceuticals and how to be, you know, when is it appropriate to use these other things which are so much safer and don't just treat the symptoms, but like the CBD, are actually getting underneath and helping to create a healthier organism, a healthier person. I mean, that's where it's at, right?
Yeah. Now, when I've talked to my friend, and you know him as well, Stuart Tomp, about the dosing information, and he said, you know, the tough thing about this is that we don't have a uniformity here because there's a bio-individualization. In other words, how much you need, how do you utilize it, how do you metabolize it? Everybody's unique and different. The good news is, as I said, if you take too much, you tend to get very relaxed. And it's not necessarily high, per se. But here we have a situation where, as a homeopath, I get that. I understand that. Because I can't say that one size fits all. We can say that, you know, we all need better digestive health. We all need to make sure our livers are working, right? Things like that we can say in common. But how much do we need to achieve those things? That's going to be distinct and different for everybody. And we don't have a long track record in history and clinical use to know, hey, across the board, this seems to be the optimal dose with some modifications here and there. So we're all learning as we go. The good news is we have safety, and if we're concerned at all, we just say start with a low dose, maybe a low concentration, see how you do. Unless you're in a crisis scenario, then taper it up or taper it down depending on your needs. Does that sound like a good plan?
I mean, honestly, I don't think I could say it better myself. I mean, the one thing that I would add is that we do have quite a bit of safety data where they looked at a whole bunch of different studies that were available on safety. And they found that up to 1,500 milligrams of CBD is safe in humans for chronic use. Now, the CV Sciences plus CBD oil regular strength spray, two sprays is 1 milligram of CBD. So, you know, to me, I look at this data and I feel like we have a very broad safety range. I always have people start low because of exactly what you said. You know, if you think, again, going back to the endocannabinoid system, when you have a system like that where the receptors are distributed in every organ system of the body, they are heavily influenced by external stressors and stimuli. You know, how much cannabinoid stimulation do I need to stay balanced versus you? And how much do you need today versus, you know, how much will I need next week when my mother comes to visit, right? I mean, there's different amounts. So I don't think that even when we do get more research, which I hope we do as the years go by and cannabis legislation changes and we can do more studies, I don't know that we're ever going to find the magic dose. But I like that. You know, there's part of me as an integrative practitioner that feels like, you know, I like this bit of getting the patient involved again and being like, I want you to listen to your body because you have an idea of what you need. Here's an idea of where to start, how to move up, and then I want you to check in with yourself and figure out what you need, because I think that's where medicine needs to be going in general.
Amen. Dr. Amay Gold-Shunney, naturopath, drshunney.com, drshunney.com. Also, cvsciences.com and plus CBD oil, plus cbdoil.com. And that's CV Sciences. You can get 15% off. Go ask your natural products retailer, your favorite health food store, to carry it. If they don't, you can always go direct and say RSB15. Or on their website, you get 15% off. They're at 855-758-7223. 855-758-7223. That's 855 plus CBD. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson baby powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So, my kitty cat, who is an obligate carnivore, learn more about that from Dr. Marlene Siegel. Obligate carnivore needs, 97% protein in the diet. She comes up to me and says, "Hey, Robert, I want you to change our last name from Bell to Burger, and I want to move to Australia." I was like, "Kitty cat, why do you want to do that? Did you read the article that Super Don sent?" She said, "No, no, I haven't, but now I have. Evidently, there's a burger chain in Australia that says if you change your last name to Burger, you can get a free burger every day for the rest of your life."
There you go.
Kitty cat, no, we're not moving to Australia. We heard what kind of trouble that Johnny Depp got in.
And in other news, your cat can read.
And speak, evidently.
Yeah, wow.
We have a very interesting cat. We do. Oh, she was so happy when we returned home. 5 days away, but she was watched by one of my son's teenage buddies who did a great job. Absolutely detail-oriented. Kept the plants watered and happy. I'm so impressed.
Yes.
And so everybody was happy. The cat was happy because we brought back some real raw food that they're designed to eat. So we've upgraded
the food. Burgers, huh?
Not burgers.
No burgers.
And it would be.
But this is actually. I mean, this is a real story in Melbourne.
Yeah.
There's a chain called Mr. Burger.
Mr. Burger.
And they have got this thing now where, and basically, the reason why they did this, they said, is because they wanted people to kind of laugh and have a good time after this whole Brexit thing and everything that was going on. So they've offered that, and I think they're going to do this for like 10 people,
okay,
that if you change your last name to Burger,
yeah,
they will indeed give you a burger every day for the rest of your life.
What if you change it back to like, I don't know.
No, then you lose. As long as you retain the last name, then you get the burgers. So,
right.
And it raised kind of an interesting question for me. I mean, would I do that for free burgers? No, of course not. But
right.
Is there something, I mean, if you had to pick out something, is there something that if a company said, hey, listen, if you change your name to whatever,
yeah,
we'll give you something for life. What would you be willing to change your name for?
I know what you've said it off the air. Go ahead and say what we're going to call you.
Well,
Mr.
I was
Naylor.
Being silly, but I was like, yeah, I'm going to change my last name to Lamborghini.
Mr. Lamborghini. That's right.
Yeah.
Vroom, vroom.
That's
I don't know. What would you want every day for the rest of your life? Mr. What?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe we call you Mr. Durian.
Mr. Durian. Yeah, get some free durian.
Free durian
Thailand.
Every day for the rest of your life.
And Ariana and I would be.
Maybe Mr. Enema.
Oh, no. You know what? We could do that on our own. We don't need to name our last name that way.
But it'd be free.
Yeah, you know what kind of strange looks I got when, you know, my friends at school found out that my dad worked for a company that manufactured enemas and douches?
Mr. Fleet.
Remember that? You know, I was like, oh, yeah, you know what Robert's dad, oh, that was Scott then. It was Scott's dad.
I always thought about that. That must have been fun.
Oh, good Lord. You know, we had to, education too young, early, you know, you learn about these things.
PTSD from that? Was that pretty rough?
Nah, you know, I'm a jokester. Right? Like I said, I told you on the back of my soccer uniform, it said ding dong. So what am I?
Got no
pride whatsoever. Just make fun of me. Go ahead. By the way, I'll make fun of you if you go into the Kellogg's All Day Open Cereal Cafe in Times Square. I will make fun of you.
This is a real thing, yes.
Yeah. You are absolutely a loser. If you have to go to a store to eat cereal. I mean, because even in my worst bachelor days, I could pour myself a bowl of cereal without any. I wouldn't have to go to some place that did it for me. I'm just saying.
It's a cafe, too. I mean, it sounds like something kind of fancy or something, right? A cafe.
Well, and that was before the era of GMO cereals, when we were growing up on cereal super. Now, of course, you know, I've talked about cereals like Count Chocula and the Frankenberry, which turned my poop pink. Which is just, you know, right then, that should have been a clue. Something's not right about this cereal. Don't eat it. But now you add to the GMO mess, and I'm thinking, yes, let's all go to Times Square. That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
We'll go see Hamilton and then have a bowl of cereal.
A bowl of cereal in Times Square.
Right.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. Remember when Super Don and I were in Times Square? We were doing a little video then. We were up for the Fox.
That was not me. That was you and Ty Bollinger.
No. Did I say Super Don? I did not. I was asking you if you remembered it. It was me and Ty. You're right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes, I do remember. Yes.
Yeah. But we were not bummed at all that there was no place to eat cereal in Times Square at the time.
Cereal cafe for you. Aww.
Yeah. All right. We'll find out what TMB wants to change his last name to so he can have it every day. And how about some vitamin L? But he's got it. His family is loving and wonderful, and y'all are too for being here with us 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, or even 1 hour a day. Or 1 hour a week. Whatever you got, we're here for you because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.